These very disabled children have almost no help at all. In fact, there's only about 2% of all the multi-disabled vision impaired children in Indonesia receive any help at all from the government. This involvement of ours, our Rotary Club has been involved with the foundation doing various projects. This big project, though, is all about building a facility which will be able to house and train other teachers in other parts of Indonesia to go back to their provinces and train these multi-disabled vision-impaired children in other parts of Indonesia. So the Rawanala School itself becomes a training centre for other parts of Indonesia. There's only three of its kind in Indonesia, and Rawanala is the only one recognised internationally because it follows international standards of teaching these kinds of children. So it's an incredibly important project in terms of its ability to reach out into other parts of the country.
So at the moment, it's a school, it's not a training centre. You want to build the training centre?
Yes, that's right. It is a school. It's also a place of living. So there are orphans that live there. There are people who have lived there for 30 or 40 years. Some of them, in fact, aren't children. They're adults. They went there as tiny children, abandoned even. So it plays a number of roles. But it is a school for the local district, at least, where parents can take their children that are heavily disabled and unable to look after themselves at all. So it plays a number of roles. This project focuses on building this facility, which will be able to accommodate teachers from other parts of Indonesia and indeed other parts of Asia, and undertake the training that's necessary to be able to teach these kids how to do things in their life, in their daily life.
But this doesn't come cheap.
No, the building itself is going to cost around $250,000 to $300,000 US. We've been raising money towards this for about 4 years. We're about halfway today. So if I might say so, we hope we've got some pretty big initiatives in the next couple of months coming up. We would hope that by October, August, September perhaps, we will be able to turn a clod, so to speak, and start some building. So what we thought was an absolute pipe dream 4 or 5 years ago is something we're extremely close to. And honestly, the contribution from the conference and charity ball last year down in Darwin was absolutely awesome. I mean, that's approximately a third of where we're at.
Dick, you're obviously quite passionate about this project. What got you into the Rotary to start with?
I have a pretty strong benevolent streak in me. I think anybody who works in any voluntary organisation anywhere in the world has that in them by nature, and I'm no different. The Rotary International itself is a very strong movement here in Indonesia. There's many, many different clubs. Our little club in South Jakarta, in Cilandak, we call it, is just one of those Rotary clubs. We don't have to go very far to find desperate people in this part of the world, and it's something we do that contributes a lot to lots of lives, and there's so many kids here that have so little in their lives. So it's just great to be able to play a role in making their lives a bit better.
Well, good luck in raising the rest of the money. Let's hope you can do it very soon. Thanks very much for having a chat with the Country Hour.
Good on you, Carl. Thanks too.